for that. You sound worse than you did this morning.
I know it. It's just infuriating. The 1 week in the whole year we go to Design Expo and I have to get this blasted cold.
Yeah, I think it must be catching. I felt kind of sick coming in on the expressway this morning.
All right, let me feel you for it. Oh, my gosh, Charlene, you're burning up. You got a favor.
Let me see.
Well, you do.
Maybe you better not go to St. Louis with us.
No, I'm not that sick. Anyway, this is so exciting. You know, Mama used to take us to St. Louis every Christmas to see the decorations. I'll never forget the first time I got off the train and saw Union Station. I thought that was the actual city. I'd never seen anything that big.
Hey, y'all, listen to this. This is a statement I've been working on for that Southern Style seminar on Sunday. Tell me what you think. What is Southern Style? That unerring attention to detail, quality, warmth, surrounding yourself with things which have been here for a while. Leaf through photographs of rooms in Southern homes, and you can almost smell the flowers and food. In short, Southern homes never look like they were done by a decorator.
I like that. That's nice, Mary Jo.
Oh, thanks. I just thought as long as all those magazines are going to be there, I want Architectural Digest to know that we are sick and tired of looking at that same New York City apartment.
Which apartment's that?
Oh, you know the one. High gloss, black walls, black lacquered table, Chinese chairs, track lighting, two lilies in a vase and a view of the city.
Well, what month was that in?
Every month. It's the same darned apartment.
Okay, man, it's getting cold out there. The van is loaded. I guess I'll leave about 9. That way I'll miss rush hour traffic. It'll still put me in St. Louis before noon tomorrow.
Just don't push yourself, Anthony. Don't have a wreck. Remember, our entire showcase room is in that van. If anything should happen to it...
I know. You already threatened me this morning.
Well, Suzanne, what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be getting ready for Sissy Midkiff's wedding?
Yes, I know. But between the wedding and getting ready for St. Louis, I went off and left my plane ticket.
Oh, you're kidding. I left it for you in the top drawer.
I know, Charlene, but with everything on my mind, I just forgot.
Well, have a good time at the wedding. We'll see you at the hotel tonight.
Okay. But now, don't y'all let anyone plan anything for Saturday night, because you're all going to the pageant with me.
Right.
Isn't it nice the way this Miss Missouri World coincided at the same time as Design Expo? I mean, now you'll get to see me in my new peach gown, being a judge, and going through a lot of different pageant activities.
It's just like a dream come true.
Yeah. Oh, I almost forgot. Charlene, you have to express mail this for me before you go.
Why, what is it?
It's a certified letter to Helen Van Patterson Patton. I just found out she tried to have me blackballed as a judge for Miss Missouri World because she thought my ideas were out of date. So, I just wrote her and reminded her that Bobby Faye Bickerstaff got that same bee in her bonnet a few years ago. And now she and her husband are selling chain link fits in El Paso. Okay, see you tonight.
All right, see you in St. Louis, Louis.
I'm sorry we had to put all of you in one room, but we just couldn't turn people out with this snowstorm going on. Shall I open the blinds?
No, just leave them like they are. There's a tip for you in my coat pocket.
Rough flight, huh?
Yeah. We were the last ones in. They had to close Lambert because of the snow.
Charlie, you know that you're a sick bag?
No, Mary Jo, you used my last one in the cab.
Well, if you need anything, just call. My name's Harold. I hope you enjoy your stay in St. Louis.
Thank you.
Bye, Harold.
We're not just air sick.
I know.
No. I've been air sick before. This isn't it.
I know.
This is one of those dread diseases. One of those things that comes out of Hong Kong. Whatever it is, we got it bad.
I know. I have one request.
What is it?
Don't anyone ever mention food to me again. Oh, no problem. I just can't believe we all three got it. I felt this bad since I was in high school. You know, I developed this temporary allergy to domestic meat. You know, my poor parents had to mail order hippopotamus steaks. I'm not kidding, you know. Until they finally figured out I could have stuff like squirrel and rabbit and coon, you know. And sometimes they even fed me coon for breakfast.
Thank you, Charlene. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you telling that story.
St. Louis, Louis, meet me at the fair.
Anthony!
What?
You gotta help me. They just closed the airport. It's the worst snowstorm in 20 years.
I know. That's why I'm trying to get on the road right now before they freeze over.
Well, you can't go off and leave me here. I gotta be in St. Louis, too.
Well, the airports will probably be open again in the morning.
Yes, I know, but if they're not, then I'm gonna be stuck here. No, maybe I better ride with you.
Ride with me? You know how long that takes?
I don't know, 4 or 5 hours.
Try 12 or 13. You better stay here. You won't like it in the van.
Well, I know I won't like it. But I'll like it even less if Helen Van Patterson Patton gets to replace me on the judges panel. No, I just gotta be in St. Louis tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, man, if you go in the van with me, you're gonna be whining the whole way. I mean, I'm only thinking of your comfort.
My bags are out of my trunk.
All right, but we can't stop for anything, you hear? I mean, we're not gonna be stopping along the way looking for Shell stations with good mirror lighting, okay?
Okay. Just don't get any grease on my luggage.
Right.
If we're feeling better, we're going to the expo kickoff luncheon. Well, be careful driving. We'll see you then. Bye.
Suzanne is riding in with Anthony.
They've closed the airport in Atlanta, too.
Poor Anthony. Imagine all those hours alone in a truck with Suzanne. The way she's always riding him about being an ex-convict.
They won't make it. One of them will kill the other one. And then Suzanne will have to go to prison.
We interrupt this program for a weather update.
Hey, Reverend.
Thousands of Tennesseans are experiencing record-breaking low temperatures and the worst snowstorm in recent memory. The Tennessee Highway Patrol is urging all motorists to stay off the road.
Sorry, we're full up because of the storm.
Don't you have anything? We're desperate.
Lady, everybody's desperate tonight. All I got is this little shoebox single that was part of a suite.
I'll take it.
We'll take it. We're married.
Why are you asking for 2 rooms?
Because we had a fight, but we've made up now, haven't we, hon?
You're an interracial couple.
Well, not exactly. See, I've been playing a lot of golf in Palm Springs. I think I overdid it. Ooh. Honey, I asked you to warn me.
Wise guy, huh?
Look, we're not married. He's just saying that because he's cold and he'd like to stay in the room, too, but I don't think that would look right, do you?
No, I don't.
Well, then, that's settled. I'm sorry, Anthony, but she doesn't think it would look right. That man was a minister, and, well, I don't think there's any reason for both of us to suffer now, is there? Who do I sign?
Charlene. Charlene, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
Nothing. You're just kind of lying on me and laughing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I was having this dream that John Ritter was my doctor and he was examining me. And he just kept falling over everything, you know, like he did all the time on Three's Company. It was real funny.
I can't believe anyone could be so sick and be so happy.
What could have been whiny and cranky like the two of you?
Yeah, right. Better to be goofy.
Well, I'm sorry. I was asleep. I try to be pleasant even when I'm asleep. I don't feel any better than the two of you.
Give me a whirl. Why don't you go over and sleep with Julia for a while?
I was sleeping with Julia. She kicked me out. That's why I'm here.
Maybe now you could be a floater. You know, go back and forth.
Crying out loud. Charlene, you come over here. I'll sleep with Mary Jo.
Fine. Fine, fine with me. I just wish I'd gone in the van with Anthony and Suzanne. They're probably having a lot better time than we are.
I can't believe you would need all this stuff for one night.
It's not just for one night. It's for in the morning, too. Here, give me my wig.
What, you mean I just waded through 2 feet of snow to bring a wig in here? What do you need a wig for tonight? Isn't that your own hair right there?
Yes, it is, Anthony. But for your information, I might have to wear that wig in the morning if my own hair doesn't do right. As it is, we've lost so much time now, you probably had to take me straight to the pageant. Look, why don't you just take that blanket off the bed? You can use that to keep yourself warm out in the van.
Well, are you sure you'll be warm enough in here? I mean, that only leaves you with 3.
Look, I'd give you one of the pillows, but I need both of them to rest my hair on.
Uh-huh.
Here, I got this rope. You can put this on underneath your coat. I was going to wear it myself, but I can just turn up the heat in here.
Speaking of heat, these earmuffs are not cutting it. Do you happen to have a scarf I can put on under them?
All right. Be careful, though. It's silk. I really am sorry, Anthony, that you got to sleep out in the cold, but, well, you know, it just wouldn't look right, the two of us staying in the same room.
Oh, sure, I understand.
Something like that could get around. I could be ruined on the pageant circuit. They might even revoke one of my pageant crowns.
Oh, no. Hey, I don't even want to talk about that. Let me get out to that truck. Hey, it's no big thing. In just 4 more hours in freezing sub-zero temperatures, it'll be morning. And you'll still be Miss Georgia World. That's all that matters. You don't have any long underwear, do you?
No, just pantyhose.
Hey, I'll take them. I'm not proud. I got to have something on under these jeans.
Right here. Not, not. Don't the big bugs bite.
Excuse me, Suzanne, but I would just like to remind you that it is 3 degrees below 0 Fahrenheit outside. Therefore, I do not think it is appropriate for you to say, "Good night, Anthony. Don't let the bed bugs bite." I think it might be more to the point if you say, "Good night, Anthony. May God have mercy on your soul."
Sugarbackers. Oh, hi. How are you?
Who in the world?
It's Suzanne. They're stranded in Tennessee.
Oh, listen, are you going to try to go to Graceland? Excuse me, that.
Suzanne, what are you doing? It's 4 o'clock in the morning. Are you all right? Okay, well, just don't start out again until the roads are clear. What motel are you in? The Bates Motel.
The Bates Motel? I don't believe it. That's the motel in Psycho.
Okay, you be careful now. Okay, we'll see. Well, bye.
Do you believe that? The Bates Motel? What a coincidence.
Miss Charlene, that's very exciting. Let's talk about it tomorrow.
Hand her that thermometer, would you? Believe that fever's making her hyper.
Did y'all see that list of movies on the TV?
Sun up, we can watch Deliverance. Boy, I wish Suzanne was here. That's a movie she's always saying my relatives are in.
Owner of that motel, his first name wasn't Norman, was it?
Anthony, open up. I'm coming in. Ah!
What?
Man, I'm dying out here. I can't take it anymore. It's terrible. I'm shaking all over. You got to let me sleep in here.
All right. I'm telling you, though, it's not much warmer. You can sleep over there as long as you stay on your own side.
Don't worry about it, okay?
It's so cold, I can't even feel it.
Man, these pantyhose are killing me. Oh, let's just lie here and try to generate some heat, okay?
Okay. All right. But not too much. I don't like the sound of that.
Suzanne.
What?
Get real.
Who is it?
It's manager. Heat's off in all the rooms. Brought you an extra blanket. I thought you two are married.
I know this looks bad, but it's not what you think.
Look, we fell in love after we checked in, okay? That nice minister down the way married us. He was getting a cola. He just went ahead and did it.
I don't know what's going on here, but I don't like it.
Well, how do you think we feel? You're standing in the middle of our honeymoon suite.
I don't so much care about the racial thing, but this is a clean, decent motel, and we don't allow shacking up.
Listen, ma'am, we are not shacking up. When people shack up, they're hot. We're not hot, we're cold. Also, we're not married. I just told you that so you let us use this bed and I wouldn't have to die tonight. And in case you haven't noticed, not only are we from different ethnic, social, religious, and financial backgrounds, we're also from different planets. And even if we weren't, I assure you, my lips are frozen to my teeth. I got a woman's scarf around my head, a pair of pantyhose wrapped around my knees, and I am not, repeat, not looking for romance, okay?
Just so you're gone in the morning.
Hey, I can't wait.
Excuse me, but could I just tell you one thing before you go? You know, that name that I wrote when I signed in at the register, Suzanne Sugarbaker? Well, as long as we're making confessions, I just thought that I should let you know that I'm not Suzanne Sugarbaker. No, that's the name of a wonderful friend of mine, though. Actually, my name is Helen Van Patterson Patton. Can you remember that?
Well, at least my feet are starting to get warm. You know, these pantyhose are all right. I might get me some for hunting.
I know you hunted.
Yep, I do.
How old are you?
28.
28, let's see. That makes you the class of...
77, but I didn't graduate on time on account of the prison thing.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe I'm in bed with a convict.
Thank you, Suzanne.
You know, I didn't know a lot of things about you before today. Like, I was noticing how organized your little travel kit is, and how you even have one of those old-fashioned carrots and shoe polish in it. Did you actually use that?
No, I just carry that around for white people. Once that stuff gets in your blood, you're hooked.
I just meant you never see those anymore.
Well, I guess I am kind of old-fashioned. My grandmama used to make me polish my shoes every day before I went to school. She even made me polish the holes in my shoes.
Anthony, would you mind getting up and turning my wig around?
Why?
I feel like it's staring at me. Right.
You know, if you would roll this up before you put it away, the wig would hold its curl longer.
It would? How do you know?
Studied hairdressing.
During your unfortunate incarceration?
Yeah.
Did you ever stop to think, if we'd both been born in a different time and place, you know, both of us white, that we might actually have been friends?
No, I can't say that I have. But as long as you're making us both one color, what's wrong with us both being black?
Oh, okay, we could both be black. Ooh, that way I could be the first black Miss America, because Vanessa Williams doesn't count.
Yeah, that's just what I was thinking.
You know, I was trying to picture you. I'm Blaine Henderson and Biff McCall's party barge. And I was thinking how they wouldn't think you'd fit in, but they'd be real surprised once they got to know you.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never gotten along real well with guys named Biff and Blaine.
You know guys named that?
Sure, Biff and Blaine. Two of the toughest gang leaders in my neighborhood.
They're putting me on. People do that to me all the time. I just pretend not to notice because I found that life is much easier if you don't get too involved.
You mean the way you pretended not to notice I was going to freeze to death tonight?
Oh, I knew you'd come in if you got cold. Besides, there's some situations you just can't suggest stuff about. You got to wait until it's forced on you. Then you never get to blame for anything.
Oh, boy. You got it all figured out, don't you? I guess you got a lot of time to think while you're resting your hair.
Resting my hair? Anthony, you're funny. You know, I feel like I can just be myself with you. I can't do that around women because they're always sniping at me. Sometimes they say tacky things about me like I'm not even there. I guess they think I don't have any feelings. But I do, you know. Anyway, this is kind of nice, isn't it?
Yeah, this is great.
I just can't believe that we are sitting together on this bed laughing and talking. I bet you about 100 sugar bakers just rolled over in their grave.
Yeah, well, may they rest in peace. May we all rest in peace.
You know, Anthony, you're a very nice person, and I'm very glad I got to find out.
Well, you're not so bad yourself, Suzanne.
Thank you. Well, good night, Anthony.
Oh, good night, Suzanne.
Of course, if you ever tell anyone about this, I would have to report you to the police for robbing me.
Hand me that tetracycline, would you?
Well, I sure wish I hadn't watched Deliverance this morning. You're lucky you were asleep in the bathroom.
I wasn't asleep. I was lying on the floor.
Well, anyway, I don't care how much money they paid that Ned Beatty. Now, even for $50 million, would I run around in nothing but a pair of white jockey underwear and be made to squeal like a pig? Her, Joe, would you?
For $50 million, I might.
Would you, Julie?
I'm not discussing it.
Well, I'm sorry. Were you watching Love Connection?
No, it's just on.
Why won't you answer my question?
Charlene, because I don't want to hear any more about that squealing like a pig thing. I'm sick of it. I'll tell you something else. I think this illness has affected your brain. Or I've just never before noticed the extent of your unequaled ability to be fascinated at absolutely nothing.
You know, Julia, I used to think that if I were a man, I'd be interested in you, but not anymore.
I just cannot believe that you all have missed the first day of Design Expo. I mean, not even one of you made it over there.
Suzanne, you don't seem to understand. We have been ill.
We're not talking about the sniffles. We're talking killer flu, the kind that wrestles you to the ground and stomps your guts out.
I haven't been this sick since I developed an allergy to domestic meat in high school.
Charlie, don't tell that story again or I'll hurt you.
Well,
I see we're starting to get on each other's nerves.
No, it's me. It's me. I'm getting on their nerves. I get hyper when I'm cooped up.
I guess you and Anthony had a pretty rough time, too, huh?
Oh, it was uneventful. Right, Anthony?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I just got 30 minutes to get down there to that pageant. Oh, Anthony, you got to help me. Can you look for those peach shoes of mine? I think they're in this tote bag here. I'll get out this dress. And, well, I haven't got time to do my hair. We're going to have to go with the wig.
I got your wig right here.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot to pack extra pantyhose, and these have a run.
I got more pantyhose. We're probably the same size.
Oh, no, no. This is a perfect skin match, and I have a slit up my dress. Anthony, are you still wearing the ones I gave you?
They're in my shaving kit.
We didn't run them, did you?
I don't think so.
Well, good. Get them out. I'll wear them.
They might be stretched a little bit.
Oh, that's okay. I can just roll them up. It's the color that counts. Darn. I need someone to help me get this watch off.
Be careful. Look what you did to that thumbnail. I'm going to have to fix that again.
All right. But you're going to have to do it while I'm putting on my makeup. Let's see. Well, we'll go in the bathroom. There's better light in there. And bring that cosmetic case,
all right. Calm down. Now, turn that shower on and get some of the wrinkles out that dress.
Oh, Anthony, you think of everything.
All right, now, just hurry up, because we don't have all night.
All right. Now, listen. I'm just going to close this door so we won't bother you at all. And you just rest now, okay? You know what I think I'm going to do since we're running short on time? I'm only going to take off my base makeup and leave on my liner and my mascara.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm just going to add more to it, you know, with that new shiny eyeshadow I got put up here over the highlighter. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, that looks good.
Here, you can brush up my wig while I'm doing this.
Well, where's the styrofoam here that it goes on?
I don't know. Just stick it on your own head and brush it.
Make sure that door is locked.
Trust me, it's locked. But if that wig could talk...